from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. Somerset resident Jan Bryant is among those asking state lawmakers for a moratorium on new warehouses until the impacts of warehouse sprawl in the Garden State can be studied. She says in just a few years' time, 25 warehouses have been built or approved within a small area of her town.
The measurement of the combined effects that all these warehouses have on our community must be taken into consideration. When a warehouse developer presents their preliminary plan for approval, the planning board does not evaluate the cumulative effect.
New Jersey is now home to over 1,700 warehouses. It's 20 years in prison for a 35-year-old man who has admitted to the Hudson County stabbing death of his wife 3 years ago. Peter Ravello of Bayonne previously pleaded guilty to aggravated manslaughter in the March 2022 killing of 33-year-old Melly Vanessa Tafoya Mendoza. Ravello must serve at least 17 years before becoming eligible for parole. April 5th is trout season opening day here in New Jersey. More than 175 bodies of water across the state will be stocked with about 570,000 rainbow trout through late May. State Division of Fish and Wildlife Fisheries biologist Kyle Savalier says these waterways are closed to fishing until April 4th as the stocking occurs.
But once 8 a.m. hits on April 5th, you will be able to fish or keep up to 6 trout at 9 inches. And that runs all the way until fall, which then it switches to 4 fish. But you're allowed to go out there, catch all of our fish that we stock for you guys.
In New Jersey, fishing licenses are required for residents between the ages of 16 and 69 and for non-residents 16 and older. And America's National Park's busiest season is almost here, and some will require a reservation to visit. The list of parks requiring reservations this summer includes Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado, Arches National Park in Utah, and Muir Woods National Monument in California. Officials recommend checking the National Park Service website before planning summer trips. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Should we brace for T-storms? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. You're not imagining it. March has been an unusually windy month, and we have another round of gusty thunderstorms set to roll through New Jersey as we head into this evening. The highest risk of severe wind will be just as storms arrive in western New Jersey. Late this afternoon, let's say around 5 o'clock. The greatest chance of widespread heavy rain will come later tonight, over an inch of rain possible, maybe even 2+ inches in spots. Eyes on the sky, never attempt to drive, walk, or swim through flooded areas. So strong thunderstorms, the big story into tonight. We will dry out by daybreak tomorrow morning. Overnight low temperatures in the 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and cooler, highs 50 to 55. Still on the cool side Wednesday with highs around 50, a mix of clouds and sun. There is a chance of a late day shower in North Jersey only on Wednesday too. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Parsippany 76, South Plainfield 77, and here's a dip, Manahawkin 58 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.